Now that the bailout has passed, one big question, how will it work? The man expected to oversee the disbursement of that $700 billion is Neel Kashkari. He's 35 years old, and he's Assistant Secretary for International Economics and Development at the Treasury Department. Before going to Washington 2 years ago, Kashkari worked at Goldman Sachs. Reporter Deborah Solomon wrote a story about him in today's Wall Street Journal, and she's here now. And Deborah, what kind of expertise does Kashkari have to run this massive rescue program?
Well, he's basically become Secretary Paulson's right-hand man during the financial crisis. He's helped with everything from coming up with a way to help prevent foreclosures. He's worked with the housing industry. He was doing the deal with Fannie and Freddie when the government decided to take them over. So he's basically spent, you know, most of the last year, I would say, just trying to craft ways for the government to respond to the housing crisis.
And will he be the person who actually determines how much the government is willing to pay for these so-called bad assets, determine their value and buy them?
Well, I mean, the buck will stop with Secretary Paulson. But yeah, I mean, Neel Kashkari is going to have a lot of discretion here. The asset managers that they hire will be the ones making the purchases, but the government's going to be the one deciding what they're going to pay for them. In that respect, he's going to have a lot of power.
He'll have a lot of power. Will he have any conflict of interest? I mean, he did work
well,
for Goldman Sachs.
Well, I mean, he's basically had to divest himself of things so that there was no conflict with him working for the government, having had been at Goldman. In that respect, he's gotten, you know, some of those conflicts out of the way already. There's going to be conflicts of interest in this program. I mean, the asset managers that they hire, they're going to have experience managing the kinds of assets that Treasury wants to buy, and so they probably will own some of those assets or manage those assets for other clients, for pension funds, for other investors. And so there are going to be huge conflicts, and Treasury is struggling right now with how to make sure those conflicts are as minimal as possible.
Is there another potential problem that Neel Kashkari is not going to be in Washington much longer if there's a change in administrations, and that'll cause some kind of turbulence? And for that matter, Secretary Paulson might not be in place come January.
You're right. There is going to be a huge reshuffling. You know, 4 months is not a long time. It's not the best time to be changing ships, but it happens. And Treasury is already working on a transition team, trying to make sure that they keep the Obama and the McCain campaigns abreast of what they're doing. And then after November, they plan to work pretty hard with whomever they designate as a Treasury Secretary.
Give us a sense of who Neel Kashkari is. As I said, he worked for Goldman Sachs, and, you know, you have to be somewhat intelligent to work for Goldman
Sachs.
He's
very intelligent. He's very young. He's 35 years old. He's an Indian American. He grew up in Stowe, Ohio. He earned a bachelor's and master's degree in engineering from the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. But he actually made his bones early on as an aerospace engineer designing satellites. He ultimately decided that wasn't what he wanted to do and decided to go to Wharton School of Business, got his MBA there, and joined Goldman Sachs, where he worked until coming to Treasury. He was advising companies that create computer security programs. So he's taken sort of a non-traditional route, but he wound up at Goldman. And while he was there, Mr. Paulson was tapped by President Bush to come to Washington. And Mr. Kashkari, who didn't know Mr. Paulson, basically called him up and said, "I want to go with you." Mr. Paulson did some digging on him, decided he liked him, and asked him to come along.
And then he became one of his closest advisors.
Yes. And, you know, there's a little cadre of Goldman alum at Treasury, and Neel is one of them. There are a few others who are working with the secretary, some in an official capacity as confirmed positions, and others just as sort of informal advisors.
And do they all have to shave their heads to look like
They don't. They don't. Although it is funny, a colleague of mine pointed out that Mr. Kashkari and Mr. Paulson look somewhat similar.
We've been talking about Neel Kashkari, the man tapped to run the $700 billion Wall Street bailout plan, with Deborah Solomon, a reporter with The Wall Street Journal. Deborah, thank you.
Thank you.